Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
And welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Jeremy, and I have been playing Julian Illix.
This is Jeff playing Jerland.
This is Ellie playing Archie.
This is Aaron playing Salmon Shade.
And this is Johnny playing Chime North.
I'm Jordan, and I'm supplying the cheat codes. So, previously, air elementals basically knock all the windows out of a building.
Glass breaking.
And then we also had a meet-up with a small camp of children that seemed to know Kodurara. Sam, you said you were hunting.
I am hunting. I have promised. Do I know who this person is? I mean, we know, but Sam doesn't know.
No. You probably have talked to her before.
Without knowing. Yeah.
Most of us have.
Yeah. I'm hunting down this Qatari lookalike to deliver on a promise.
Vengeance is mine, said the Sam.
Yep. On my way, I'm also picking up a couple weapons that I find.
Let's go ahead and roll for that. I'm not really sure how successful you would be.
Just a general search. 16, 18.
So, you don't find many actual weapons, like a gun or knives or anything like that. But you are able to locate some, like, chairs that you could break legs off of, clubs.
Okay, yeah, I'm not that interested in trying.
Okay.
It was more of a, if I can find one as I'm working my way down. What does the rest of the building look like? Does it look like it's, like, apartments? Or scientific research? Are they just empty rooms?
Some of all that.
Okay.
There's some administrative areas. There's some really lush-looking residential areas.
But mostly empty. Like, is there a sign of occupancy? Or are they, like, they look empty?
There are some signs of occupancy, but it seems like you've caused a little bit of a disturbance. So,
I mean, does it look like people are actively living there?
Yes.
Okay. But everybody's kind of hightailing out of there.
Yes.
Then, yeah, then I continue making my way, searching for, you know, namely the person who was torturing me and the guitar looked like.
And anybody else who gets in your way.
Yeah, anybody else that decides to try to stop me from that objective.
Okay.
Now, the rest of those air elementals that followed Shade, what did they do? Are they continuing to cause havoc in this building?
Is that what Shade wants them to do?
Yeah, probably. Shade is generally up for some good old mayhem.
So shenanigans?
Yeah.
Yes. A large group of them are following you, but some of them are breaking off and forming, like, paper cyclones and tossing furniture out windows and...
But a large portion are following me.
Correct.
What are your words? Okay. This is a methodical search. They will be found, and they will be made to face justice. Or at least my version of it.
Vengeance.
Vengeance, yeah.
Sam, the sham.
Sham, Sam.
Sam.
Sham.
Yeah, that too. Or shame.
Shame, yeah.
And you mentioned that I found, like, a basement area or an underground area, I think is what you had said.
Yeah. There are places underground. Yes. You are able to go downstairs. If you remember a few seasons ago, we had a conversation about the North family.
Flashback?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was in the center.
Yes. Yeah, that was in the center. Yeah, where Choler got his elemental.
Why am I picturing that as a cave? Was it?
No.
It was an enclosed room.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Hunger Games style, like, arena.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Your exploration track for vengeance takes you there.
Okay.
And the person who looks like Qatari, Katana, is standing in the middle of the dais that's in that room.
Is there anybody else there?
Not that you can see.
So, during this time, as we've been searching, Sam and Shade have been talking about, you know, what happened. They don't really know many details, but Sam has very explicitly told Shade about what they've gone through, the torture, the general experience that they've had, and Sam has talked about who they are searching for. So upon seeing this person standing in the middle of the field, the first thing Shade is going to do is to tell the contingent of air elementals that have been following us to attack her.
Okay.
I can recognize this person. They're not wearing a helmet.
Correct.
No, I don't think Sam would make it dark. Sam wants them to know. Sam is just going to begin their walking towards them with murderous intent.
Okay. So there's like wind just blowing around the room and trying to slam into this individual.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rolling initiative in a moment. I just want to make some notes.
Does Shade get his own initiative as well?
Yeah.
Do the other air elementals get an initiative?
No.
So one roll for all three of us.
One roll for you. So I'm imagining that the air elementals are just rushing at first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What Katana does, she pulls up dirt and she basically shoves out and makes walls, trapping all of the other air elementals except for you and Shade into small little pockets of dirt against the walls of the room.
Okay.
Now we're rolling initiative.
Okay. Nine.
Cool. All right. First attack. Stalactites are going to start falling off from the ceiling.
And so I can use extra normal to cause wind to push these away from me, too.
Essentially, to dodge, yeah.
18.
21.
That's worth a character point to me.
One character point.
Nice.
21.
21.
All right, so you are just able to deflect them.
Okay. Sam is going to ball up a big ball of air and just straight up hurl it at Katana's chest, essentially attempting to blow her in half.
Like cut her in half with the...
No. Not cut. Bludgeon her in half.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking the top half away from her bottom.
Thank you.
What would your damage on that be if it succeeds?
I don't know yet. Whatever it would be, doubled. There's 54.
17.
Okay. I might have just needed the 7 dice, but this is Sam. This is like...
This is vengeance.
Yeah. So what would damage be? Let's see what some of the options are. If there were like a magic missile or something like that.
Flame jet is 40.
How does 4D sound to the GM?
That sounds fine.
How does 8D sound to the GM?
Not as cool.
Okay.
Doom! Oh. 28.
30.
Ooh,
stunned.
Wow. This is the first council member that hasn't died in one shot.
I know.
So Sam really hasn't done a lot against the councilman.
Yeah.
The Vengeful Void.
Vengeful Void is what killed Flame.
There's not enough darkness here for a Vengeful Void.
Yeah.
Is there power in this building?
There is power in the building.
So it's pretty bright here.
Yes.
Okay.
There is also fire in there. There's the lava that would be giving off light.
She's going to go ahead and do an earthbound stomp and try and force you off of the dais.
Family move.
It is.
So sorry, did the same thing.
Earthbender stomp.
Going to push the ground out from underneath, like catapult you up into the air. And off the dais.
Okay.
Julian knows what that feels like.
I am bringing in a ball of air under myself as I see this rushing towards me to throw myself.
All you really see is her stomping her.
Oh, so I can't really see anything.
You feel the wave when it hits you, though.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm attempting to jump out of the way of whatever thing using air.
Oh.
32.
So I take it. I roll 28.
Ooh. Okay.
Wait, 32? Character points.
It explodes.
36. So as this rock thing starts to come out of the ground, Sam will start to jump. And as I'm jumping, I'm also bringing air to kind of push me away from this massive rock thing that's popping out of the ground.
Okay. So now there's a crater in the dais.
Okay. So are we standing on separate platforms?
No.
Okay.
You're on the same platform. It's just huge.
Okay. I am going to take air and scoop up the lava that's there and dump that into where they're standing. Attempting to hit, but also just splash in that air. You know, making them move. Putting them on the defensive. That's just going to be a conjuration. Because I'm conjuring air to move it.
Ooh.
And 16.
Okay, well, you successfully move it, but lava is made out of rock. So, basically, it forms like a hard shell as armor.
They are encased in a rock shell.
Yes, yeah, so a movable rock. Like, they're able to move in it.
Okay.
So, now, Kitana is going to actually hurl, like, rock javelins at you.
Okay. I think same thing, deflecting them with air. Mm-hmm. Is my plan, my continued plan.
41.
I'm not hitting that on 3D.
I mean, you could.
Okay, what is damage on that?
Physique plus whatever.
Yep. Right. A javelin is plus 2D.
Yep. Okay. And it is opposed by physique.
Yes. Not good for me. He rolled a lot of ones. 15, 17.
I'm at 15. 16. 16. Okay. I did not take it.
All right.
All right. Back to my initial tactic of just hurling massive amounts of air.
You like that one?
Yes, I do.
Rolled a 19.
Okay, 49. And same thing, we're going to double damage again.
Oh! Uh-oh.
35.
34.
One!
Stunned.
Stunned again a second time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm barreling through these,
I know. Yeah. I know.
This is also the first time one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. If I could one-on-one a council member...
Technically, Julian one-on-one the councilman.
Yes. Yeah.
And two shots. Ah, dude, that one was two shots. It wasn't one shot. I missed the first shot.
That's right.
So Kitana is going to close in on you. It's just going to punch you in the face.
I'm going to throw myself backwards out of punch face range.
So you're going to dodge?
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
I think you did it.
Really? Without having to spend anything?
18.
21. I didn't have to spend anything! I'm going to, again, just blast an air. Without spending something on it.
Okay.
That's actually better than most of my other rolls. 31.
39.
Okay. I rolled 31. So I get one of these.
Oh, snap.
I am going to go ahead and... Now that we're pretty much in point-blank range.
Well, I threw myself distant. Out of punching range.
Yeah.
Are you standing up?
Yeah. I feel like there's a trick question in that. Yes, I am standing up.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and turn the ground underneath you into quicksand.
Okay. Same thing I'm going to attempt to.
Yeah.
How many dice did you just roll?
12.
Oh my gosh.
I got this.
36 plus 15.
Okay. Yeah.
That is 51.
Character points aren't going to do that?
No.
Nope.
So don't waste them.
34.
Yeah, no, not this time. Not an attack where you take damage.
Okay. So what damage am I taking?
Yeah. Because it turned into quicksand. He was just unable to dodge that.
Yeah.
That's not really damage as much as immobility.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're stuck in the ground. Pretty much up to your shoulders.
Ooh. God.
That was super fast quicksand.
Yeah, lightning sand.
Okay. Is there a opposed target for getting out of this sand?
You'll have to basically swim your way up, like climb your way out. Like, so it's
good. I mean, like if I use air to push myself out, is there a target number or is it I'm stuck here for a certain number of rounds?
Target number would probably be around 45, 50.
Yeah.
Okay. We are continuing the same thing that we've been doing. We are going to attempt to blow Katari in half still. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
51.
Ah, 42.
Okay, I am rolling 4 damage. 4, 6, 7, 8.
36.
34. Was not able to defeat a council member one-on-one, but fight to a stalemate.
Well, you're still stuck in the dirt.
Yeah.
So...
But you're doing it while naked, so...
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and form a sword out of rock.
Okay.
And cut your head off.
You are all witness to the death of Sam.
Well, no one... Oh, my gosh.
No one is witness to the death of Sam. Luckily, I did not spend anything on this, so I have some character points, but...
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help.
Bye, Sam. 27.
Can I hit 15 on 3 dice?
If you roll 3 fives or 2 sixes and 3, or...
You're down to 1...
A 6, a 4, and a 5.
But I got 14 character points.
Yeah,
you feel you feel.
But yeah.
I would to try and...
Just survive.
There's 4. There's 2. This is my second one. So I need a 6.
You need a 6.
He rolled a 5.
One shy.
That moved you up.
That wasn't damage.
That was 2.
Yeah. It is very hard to dodge when you're off.
Yeah. I think that's valid. I'm stuck in quicksand. So what's damage on a sword?
Plus 3D.
Plus 3D?
Oh.
I thought it
did.
36.
All right. 21. No. 3, 4, 25.
12 points of damage.
That's incapacitated.
Hey!
You're not dead.
I'm incapacitated.
Hey,
I'm
not dead.
I'm not dead.
You're not dead.
I'm not dead.
Yay!
Can't move and you're bleeding.
You do get a roll to see if you stay conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I'm incapacitated?
Yeah.
What's the roll to
stamina? It's a stamina. I believe it's got to be 15, I believe.
15.
9.
So,
yeah, you're unconscious.
Okay.
Well, time to take another swing.
Okay, before this happens, we know that anytime a proxy dies violently, there is a violent reaction from their proxy, and it's based on the power of that proxy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have seen what happens when a council member dies based on power.
Uh-huh.
Shade and Sam just went toe-to-toe with a council member.
Strong.
Not quite as strong, but still pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So I think we need to decide now... Two things. One, what that dice roll is going to be as far as the reaction. And something for the GM to figure out is, would Katana actually stand right on top of somebody and kill them, knowing that there's going to be a violent reaction of that manner?
Even or odd?
Even.
It's even.
Even. Even or odd?
Oh, odd.
It's odd!
Even or odd?
Even.
It's even.
Even or odd.
We're guessing right, so this should go in our favor.
Really crazy.
At this point, we all guess correct. Even.
We're guessing right, so this could be in our favor.
Yours are off. All right.
So what is going to be a dice roll for a reaction from Sam's death?
I wasn't going to do a dice roll. I was just going to have you describe it. We'll be back right after this break.
Do you ever wonder when Spider-Man goes to the bathroom if the toilet paper sticks to his fingers?
Do you ever wonder why Superman wears his underwear outside of his pants?
My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock!
And he's the nerd.
And we're your hosts for the Jock and Nerd Podcast, where we sometimes try to attempt to answer these questions.
This is a full spoiler podcast, and we swear a lot.
Check it out for awesome geek news, interviews, and comic book reviews. Visit jockandnerd.com. We are your superhero TV, movies, and comic book culture curators.
Boom.
Jockandnerd.com.
Jock and Nerd! Welcome back. So last time, for the four of you who are not in the middle of the battle...
So we're cutting to...
Yes.
That. I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's great.
I love it. Actually, I don't love it. Because I had already thought of what Julian would do.
You met up with a group of children in sewers.
Okay. Julian is going to go. He's not concerned about Kodorar hugging his kid. He's going to be like, So who else are we waiting for here? What other parents are coming down here? Dice, what other parents are coming down here?
Parents?
You said you're waiting for your parents. You and your friends.
Mine came.
Oh, who are your other your friends? Who are their parents?
And he provides some names.
Any names of significance?
No.
It's like, well, this is great. We facilitated a family reunion.
Yay!
He's searching the camp.
Okay.
Can I roll search to see if there's anything of significance in the camp?
Sure. Searching.
11.
18.
I also got an 11. I'm going to look around to see if any of the kids are hurt.
Good idea.
Is Archie searching?
Actually, Archie's internalizing the fact that this is the first time in a couple months that he's come across a group of kids, and the last time he came across a group of kids, he entered the Black House. That's it. Not really interested in...
Kids equal bad.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so you want to see if any of the children are hurt, Jer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I find anything?
Found something. All something right. Smaller, but you found something.
Something small. Like, how small?
Like the size of a map.
Sam is here. Sam was here.
Wait, what?
It changed.
Jeff, some of the kids do have some cuts and scrapes and abrasions. One kid, it looks like they have like a shoulder wound.
Okay. I'm going to go to the kid that has a shoulder wound.
Okay. While you're working on him, he's going to say, you know, it's not safe above ground.
It's not particularly safe anywhere in this area right now.
So Julian found something.
Yes.
You said it was smaller.
Yes. It's about the size of this box. So maybe like a small radio or...
It's a lock box. Similar in style to what was Katari's lockbox that had a part of the one code that was being kept from the council. It's obviously a little bit larger than the other lockbox. Julian still, I guess, is rummaging through one of the shelters, finds it. He's still rummaging through. He's like, whose tent is this and what is this? He's just expecting somebody to say something. Hmm. And as Julian is holding it, it is metal, but it is warm. It's not hot, but it's not cool to the touch.
Archie's going to walk over and ask Mr. Felix what he's got.
I don't know. That's what I just asked. What is this? Whose is it? Dice, is this yours? Kodorara, you have any idea what this is?
The kid seems rather confused by this man who comes down to their camp and starts rummaging through the stuff their parents left behind.
Out of game, I have an idea.
I'm interested.
Open the door that the metal is warm because there's actually an electronic device inside.
That was what I was running thinking.
That is tracking certain things. Maybe a canister.
Okay.
Not getting an answer, Julian's going to stand up and be like, all right, whose tent is this?
The kid whose shoulder you're working on kind of just raises his hand a little bit.
Yeah, what's up?
He's asking whose tent it is. That's where I was staying.
Who are your parents? Where are they? And is this theirs?
They got shot. It was in our house.
So you took this device? You took this thing? And you brought it here?
Yeah. Did I do something wrong?
No, you did something very right, kid. Good job.
I missed them.
Julian's going to get down at the kid's level and be like, whatever is in this box is important. Your parents thought it was important. I don't know if they told you to protect this box, but you did something good. Having this, we may be able to do something about the people that killed your parents. Tell me, where did you live?
With my mommy and daddy.
Can you show us?
How old does this kid look?
He looks around 7-ish.
Oh, okay. So old enough to become evil and try and kill us all. Julian, relaying what the kid is saying, is like, you know, it's not safe up there. So as much information as you can give us about where you lived, you can stay down here where it's safe and we'll take care of this.
Okay.
What was nearby where you live?
I live near an aqua rail.
Was there a park? Was there a big statue?
No.
Was there a restaurant that your parents took you to?
I liked Counselor's Choice.
Oh, gosh. That narrows it down.
There's only about 60 of those.
It's like 3 or 4 stops from here. You go northwest one stop, and then you go east one stop.
So 2 stops from here?
I think so.
Do you know where northwest and all that stuff is, but you don't know the name of your street?
Name of my street was Bite Me, Mister Avenue.
Try me.
Were you near the big restricted area?
I mean, we all have boundaries. You go this way, you go that way. Don't go that way because there are big men with guns.
Were you close to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Were there any numbers on your house?
726.
726. Julian stands up. All right. You did a good kid. Puts the box in his jacket pocket. And as he starts to walk out, it's like, well, I think this is all we can do here.
Find anything else?
Well, we know where Sam is. And this is on the way. Let's go.
Set out an agreement.
Walking again.
Julian, not looking back, speaking over his shoulders, like, all right, Jer, let's go. Coda Roberts, been nice seeing you. Later.
Jer's gonna go to Coda Roberts real quick and say, I want you to clean up all the wounds on all these kids and make sure they're fed. You're in charge of them now. I'll come back when I can.
He just nods, still holding dice in his arms. Do you know how many kids Kodorara had?
1.
6. If it was Jeff's kid, it would have been 1. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Alright. So Julian's making his way.
Up the ladder? Or are you continuing through the sewer?
This close to the center of the city, he would probably continue through the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he would probably, since he was still connected, probably be like, Shade, we're on our way.
This is the most... It feels like you're having a heart attack from the amount of stress that Shade is under right now. Like, there is a crushing feeling in your chest. You cannot breathe. Your head is pounding. Feels like you can't move your arms or your legs, even though you know you're walking.
Julian kind of stops for a second, and you just see his face go completely, like, deadpan. Guys, we gotta move.
What's going on?
Sam and Shade, I think, are in serious trouble. And he just starts sprinting.
They go off after you.
Archie's gonna say, shit, and start sprinting as well.
As he's running, he's shouting out loud. It's like, Shade, who are you fighting? Who are you fighting right now, Shade?
You get a looks like Qatari.
Rifle slings back over. You see him pull up his sleeve. You see the gauntlet on there. Taps the earth chamber and is gonna make a roll.
Okay.
Huh. I like it. Dropping. I have to, because it's ridiculous.
Uh huh. Shimmy can't drop too.
I know. Yes!
Oh, oh wow!
Oh my gosh! That is a good roll. Of course.
Always.
So I see 18 plus 15, so that's 33.
38. Plus 2 is 40.
Cool.
Oh, nice. I needed a 24.
Nice.
Julian has connected with what we know as players know as Daffodil before.
Right.
So he would be able to hopefully recognize.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
You can see a very severely injured Sam buried, like, neck up in dirt. It looks like there's a gash on Sam's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like this utter rage, like someone winds up for another golf swing to just totally tee Sam's head off of their shoulders.
All right.
This is for Xavier when you need him.
Julian's going to try, as he did before at the end of season 1, reversed now, because Julian was above ground talking to elementals underneath ground. Now Julian is underground talking to the elemental above ground, trying to
because really this is what Julian does best, is pushing an idea into the elemental's mind. So, sort of like Inception, he's going to persuade the elemental in such a way that it is almost second-guessing its own intentions, its own will.
Okay.
At that point. And trying to push the idea and get the thought in so the elemental would hear this voice speaking but not know where it's coming from. And just saying, the others, they wanted this one alive. This one is of most importance to our cause. I'm dropping another one on this one.
Okay, fair enough.
20.
Are you gonna roll that in batches or?
You know what? We need a croupier for our games at this point.
It's healthy.
And there's a lot of ones here. There's a lot of sixes as well, so.
Yeah. So that's the hard thing about any climax of a long-term campaign. There is a bit of a Yahtzee creep.
63.
Congratulations.
I think that's the highest I've rolled.
I think so.
I believe it.
Well, just keep going in front of you.
Oh, nice. So, Daffodil stops in mid-swing and turns towards the door. Says, fine, but it stays here. Walks out. And I guess you all are going to continue hurrying your way towards the central area?
Yeah. Yes.
I imagine we've been sprinting this entire time.
We've been sprinting, and in Julian's memories of Katari, is Katari leaving the central area.
Yes.
So he knows potentially a way to get in.
Well, not only... You're not the only one with that knowledge. You have somebody who has physically been there before.
Yeah, but I was...
Well, he doesn't remember he's been there.
Yeah.
He had no idea where that was.
Has Julian explained what has been going on?
Nope.
No. He said Sam's in trouble.
Just started running. But, I mean, at this point, do you trust Julian's instincts?
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
So, what Julian would do, he's going to stay connected to Daffodil.
Okay.
He's going to, as he gets the sense that she walks off, he's going to say, as he's still sprinting, he's like, guys, there's no time to explain. We got to hurry. I just bought us some time, but we got to hurry.
So you're sprinting through the sewers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and close off this episode of Bone Throwers Theater. Until next time, may the Sam fall in your favor.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.